With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. In Nigeria, security forces are searching for nearly 300 children who were abducted from their school by motorcycle-riding gunmen. The mass kidnapping was the third in northern Nigeria since last week. We get more from the BBC's Myeni Jones.
It's the third abduction involving children in just over a week here in northern Nigeria. First, some internally displaced children and women were abducted from just outside their camp, as it were, gathering firewood. It's suspected that that was carried out by Boko Haram fighters. Then there was an attack on Thursday.
No group has claimed responsibility for any of the recent abductions, but authorities do suspect Islamic extremists. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden now says he regrets using the term illegal during his State of the Union address to describe the suspected killer of Laken Riley. He told MSNBC he should have used the word undocumented instead. Donald Trump blasted the president for the apology and blamed him for Riley's death at a rally yesterday attended by the Georgia nursing student's family. Riley's death has become a rallying cry for Republicans amid a record surge of migrants entering the country. Microsoft says it is still trying to evict the elite Russian government hackers who broke into the email of senior company executives back in November and have since been trying to breach customer networks with stolen access data. Alaska Airlines says it is cooperating with the Department of Justice. This after a criminal investigation has now been opened into the Boeing 737 MAX blowout on its flight in January. Two people rescued and emergency crews attempting to rescue a third on New Hampshire's Mount Washington. State police told WMUR-TV crews have been working since yesterday at Tuckerman Ravine. This is SRN News. Kansas is deciding if abortion providers should be asking women why they want the abortion.
The controversial bill would force abortion clinics to pose 11 questions to patients, including asking if they can't afford a child or if child rearing would hinder their career or education, or if their spouse or partner's pushing them to end the pregnancy. Backers of the bill say the state needs that type of data to help prevent abortions in the future. But Kansas Democrats call this an effort to shame the women. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A 20-year-old Michigan man who admitted using social media to make violent threats against Jewish people has been sentenced to a year and a day in prison. Prosecutors had sought a prison sentence of nearly 3 years. The man is accused of using Instagram to spread neo-Nazi ideology, discussing plans to kill people, and praising mass shooters. This is SRN News. Italian lawmakers have approved the country's participation in an EU naval mission to protect cargo ships in the Red Sea from attacks by Houthi rebels in Yemen, threatening maritime traffic.
Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani told lawmakers that the mission, launched last month, is strictly defensive. However, he noted that Italian ships would have the power to defend themselves. The Iranian-backed Houthis have waged a campaign of drone and missile attacks on commercial ships in protest of Israel's offensive in Gaza against Hamas, launched in retaliation for Hamas-led attacks on Israel on October 7th.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. A U.S. Army vessel carrying equipment for building a temporary pier in Gaza is on its way to the Mediterranean. The voyage began just 2 days after President Biden announced plans to ramp up aid deliveries by sea to help hundreds of thousands of Palestinians. More details at SRNnews.com.